RTE2FM. Lads, parenting is no joke. We know that. And while it's normal to feel overwhelmed for most parents, for many, up to a third of parents, it is extremely difficult. Why? Well, because they are highly sensitive. What does that mean? Well, Melissa Hogenboom, the author of The Motherhood Complex, is on the line now to explain all. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm fairly calm today, actually, which is good.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Melissa, answer me this now. How would you define a highly sensitive parent?
Being highly sensitive, you can be that whether you're a parent or not. But it's in essence, it's when you process things in the environment slightly more deeply. So you might be more overwhelmed with strong sights, smells or sounds. With me, it manifests really with sounds. Like if a bus screeches past me, I have to block my ears. Or if I'm in a noisy office and there's loads of people talking around me, I can't like filter that out and it makes me feel stressed. So I tend to put on headphones to get rid of that noise. And it also manifests in higher empathy. So if you go to the movies and something really emotional happens, you might feel, you really feel that very strongly, and you might, you know, find yourself shedding a tear as well.
Okay, so if you're a highly sensitive person, if you do go on to have kids, would this heighten? Would this become? Would you become even more sensitive, or can you be have normal, you know, feelings towards things and not be that sensitive, and then become a parent and become extremely sensitive all of a sudden? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think both of those can apply. So everybody has sensitivity to some degree. So it's a personality trait, and you have people that score at the high end and at the low end.
Okay.
So obviously, if you score highly with high sensitivity, the noise and the mess and the chaos of parenting might feel even more overwhelming. But
yeah.
Say you score medium or low, you can still get very triggered by a lot of noise and chaos at the same time. So it might exacerbate something which doesn't manifest as much in day-to-day life. But if you are scoring highly sensitive, then it's especially stressful. And kind of studies have shown that in the first few months as a new parent, if you're also highly sensitive, your well-being can decline compared to people who score lower on sensitivity. So it's definitely something to be aware of where you score, because it does affect how you might react.
Let's talk about how you can find out about your score. What can you tell listeners about this free online sensitivity test?
Yeah, so this is really amazing. So when I started looking into the topic, I interviewed a load of scientists who spend, you know, day in, day out, their whole lives studying this and do research on it. And they realized there was a lot of public interest in it. So they developed this website. It's called sensitivityresearch.com. It's evidence-based. And it's kind of a mini version of what they would do empirically when they study someone for their experiment. So you can go in and you can click take the sensitivity test. You can take it for yourself as an adult or test your children. And it just asks you a series of questions like, do you seem to be aware of the subtleties of your environment? Are you easily overwhelmed by things like bright lights, strong sights or sirens? Do you have a rich, complex inner life? So it's kind of questions that you can see they tap into your emotional sensitivity and, you know, the environment and how you might react to that. And at the end, you get a little score saying whether you score medium or high. So it's worth taking the test, because it can explain a lot to do with your friends, because even if you don't have it, chances are you've got friends or family who do score highly on it.
We took the test, me and the team. There's a lot of orchids on this team.
Amazing.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah,
I was a tulip for some. I was a tulip, but there was a lot of orchids. Graham outside. You were an orchid, were you? Yeah. Let's talk about the orchids. What are the positive aspects to being an orchid?
Well, you'll actually find that in the creative industries, it's quite common because orchids, so highly sensitive people, like an orchid, they can flourish if you give them enough care and attention. But if you let them neglect them, orchids, you know, don't thrive. So being in touch with that, you know, that question that asks you about your rich inner life. So being in touch with your emotions and how you feel, how the environment makes you feel, how something particularly moving, whether it's music or a piece of literature or writing a song or, you know, producing a radio show, that those are things that you have to be very in tune with your own kind of sense of self, if I put it mm-hmm. in a rather wordy way. So I'm not surprised that your team is full of them, but it really makes you highly empathic, which is the trait that I notice most. So when people talk to me about how they feel, I can instantly imagine how they would feel as well. And so as a team leader or as a team player in any kind of environment, it's a really strong positive trait, because you can get a sense of how people are feeling and you can, you know, ask them questions. But on the flip side, when you have that, it can be hard to switch it off. So if you're surrounded by a lot of stress, you might absorb the stress of other people more than someone who scores low on sensitivity. So that's why it's so important to know, because then you can kind of realize which aspects of the positive you can take with you and when maybe to step back or take some time away from it if it becomes too exhausting.
Okay. In addiction treatment, they say that awareness of the problem is not actually a real recovery step. So if you know your triggers, what can you do about it? Like, is it important, first of all, to take a test like this and find out on the sensitivity spectrum where you lie? I mean, will it make your life easier?
I don't think you need to take a test. Most people will realize that like ask someone how they react to watching horror movies, or if they're in a restaurant and there's knives on plates, you know, lots of people will already know that they are, and they will have already developed coping mechanisms. So I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't realize scientists studied it, and it's just a personality trait. So it's nothing serious. But it being aware of it then allows you to validate those feelings where if someone invites you to the pub and you're like, well, actually, no, I'm a bit tired, so I won't go. I used to think it was because I had some slight introverted qualities, but actually it was just about being sensitive. So sometimes if I'm tired, the noise of a pub is extra overwhelming. So I would decline it. And I now can attribute it to something that's called sensitivity, not introversion, because I'm really sociable. So I think it does help, because then you can listen to your body and not, you know, get overtired or overwhelmed. And with parenting, you often can't take a step back. But, you know, if your partner is aware, when you're kind of at that stress point, going upstairs or to another room can help, rather than maybe, you know, become explosive or be slightly less responsive to your children because you're too overwhelmed to react.
Highly sensitive people may well end up with partners who have low or medium sensitivity. I'm thinking of a couple in my life right now. What challenges can that throw up?
Well, I think it's a positive. Like,
do you?
One, you can bounce. Yeah, you can bounce off each other. So where, like they say with parenting, it's never 50-50 in one sense, because you always have different energy levels, and that can apply to whether you have sensitivity or not. But if you've been, say you're the mother and you've been at home with them all day because you're on maternity leave, and if you're then, you know, tired and overstimulated when your partner comes home and they understand that and that you need a break and that you will be a better parent for it, they can then take over. So I think that balance is actually quite helpful, and I don't think you need to have it to understand what your partner's going through. So I mean, there's a lot of eye rolling in my relationship when like the TV's on and it's football commentary, and I find that really noisy. But I think in this case awareness does help, because then you can talk about it, and you can and you know, there's times you can switch off as well. It's not like I can't go to pubs or go out. It just manifests more when you're tired, because your brain doesn't filter out the information the same way that other people do.
I bet communication is key. I just know, you know, Irish people have this thing of we're great at not talking about our feelings, what's really going on. And I think that, you know, the more that you hide it or you put yourself in those situations, the more problems will arise. You know, it is important, I suspect, if you are a highly sensitive person, to know your triggers, and if you are in a partnership, that they know your triggers as well, so you can have a more balanced household, right?
Absolutely. And other research also suggests social support is really helpful. So there's been these really interesting intervention studies in schools where, you know, young teenagers who were prone to depression, the ones who had high sensitivity actually responded better to the intervention than ones who scored low on sensitivity. So it shows that with the right support, someone who might be more vulnerable in some senses can actually get help and thrive like an orchid. So it's really kind of interesting research, and that's why it's important, not just as a parent, but kind of to understand it in our adolescents and the children that we're raising, because then you can kind of help them become, you know, more well-rounded individuals.
Just speaking of kids there for a sec, how likely is it that your child will inherit the sensitivity that you might have?
Quite likely. I mean, scientists have even studied the heritability of it, which I find fascinating. So it's found to be 47% heritable. So roughly, you know, you could say 50-50. It's much like a lot in nature nurture. So if you have it, it's kind of 50-50 whether your child may have it too. My daughter certainly does. And you know, if you have a child who has lots of overwhelming outbursts, their emotions are so big that they, you know, sometimes struggle to explain why they're upset. It does help me knowing that, you know, her emotional reaction can be a lot stronger because she feels things very strongly. And then I can help regulate her as long as I'm calm as well, of course.
Melissa, you've written about loads of other aspects of parenting in your book, The Motherhood Complex. What was the basic idea behind the book?
Yeah, it was really because when I became a parent, when I saw myself as a journalist, and then when I became a mother, I thought, wow, these two identities clash. How can I be both? And then I looked into the research, which completely validated that feeling, because you spend your life building up a certain professional identity and suddenly you become mother first. And it turns out there's loads of interesting neuroscience and sociology that explains why we feel this way. So your brain literally changes. When you become a parent, society views you different. There are certain expectations of perfectionism. So it really validated scientifically what I was going through. And I kind of explored all the literature and put it in layman's terms with a lot of personal anecdotes as well. That really explains why the shift to motherhood can be so overwhelming, and gave some solutions on how to validate that and, you know, bring those two identities together, because that's something I struggle to do.
Amazing work, and thank you so much for taking the call, and I wish you the best of luck in everything you do.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Melissa. There we go. That was Melissa Hogenboom, author of The Motherhood Complex. It is out now. Just want to thank her again for joining me to talk about sensitive parents today. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.